Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Shir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Shir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida Daf Samach. Before we start this sugya, it's kedai to be makdim two akdamas. The first akdama is that there's a concept when it comes to Isurim Drabanon of Toilin Kalkala B'Mekulkal. This is based on the Gemara in Psachim Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says over there from the Tosefta in Trumas, Parakvav Alocha Tezvav, Shtei Kupais Acha Shal Chulin V'Acha Shal Truma, V'lefneim beise in, acha shal chulin v'acha shal truma, v'nafnu elu l'seich elu mutarin, sha'ani oimer chulin l'seich chulin naflu, truma l'seich truma nafla. When it comes to truma bizman hazeh, which is drabanan, there's a kula that if we have two baskets, one has chulin in it, one has truma, and in front of these baskets we have two se'in, one of chulin, one of truma, and we know that these two se'in fell into the baskets, one sa'ah fell into this one, one sa'ah fell into that one. We don't know which sa'ah fell into which one. So there's the kula that were taila, that the truma fell into the truma, and the chulin fell into the chulin. This is what the Rishonim call toilin kalkala b'mekulkal, as we will see in the sugya. There's a svara to be taila, the kesem, in a woman who is tameya anyway, rather than saying that the kesem came from the Isha Tahira. Another hakdama is that there's a halacha that the Gemara says in Psachim Daf Yud Amud Aleph of Shnei Shvilin, if there are two paths, one is Tameh and one is Tahar, and a person walked on one of these paths, v'asa tairis, u'bacha veiroi v'holach b'sheni v'asa tairis. So one person went on one path, and he was Isaac and Tyrus. Another person went on the second path, and he was Isaac and Tyrus. Rav Yehuda Omer, im nishalu ze b'fnei atzmai v'ze b'fnei atzmai tahirin. If each one asked the shayla separately, then they are tahar. But shneyan b'vas achas tamei, if they both asked the shayla together, then they're tamei. That means there's a halacha that Safik Tumba B'Shus HaRabim Sveikai Tahar, and each one has a Cheskas Taira. So if they ask the Shailah separately, then we say that each one is Tahar. But if they come and ask the Shailah together, then they are Tamei. Rav Yosi Omer, Ben Kach Uben Kach Tamei, in either way they're Tamei. And the Gemara explains over there, if they came in one shot and asked the shayla together, everyone holds that they're tameh. If they came and asked the shayla separately, one after the other, the question is, if one person comes and asks the shayla about him and his friend, what's the halacha about both of us? Rav Yosi medami lei levasachas, Rav Yehuda medami lei lezachar ze. So the machlokes tanoim is if one of them came and asked the shayla about both of them, matehe al shanenu, what's the halacha about both of us? Rav Yosi's medami that to vasachas, even though they're both not here in front of us, but since we need one hayra for the two of them, either Tamein Atem or Tahirin Atem, and we're not able to say Tahirin Atem, says Rashi. So therefore, we paskin that they're both Tamein. Rav Yehuda's Medami Lahu Lezachar Zeh, since there's only one Shoyel, so we answer him, you're Tahar, and on his own he'll understand that his friend is just like him. Tosis over there says that this halacha that bevasachas divrei hakol tameim nirin dahainu midrabanon to midairaisa filu bevasachas tahirim. This halacha that if they come and ask the shaila together that they're tamei, that's a drabanon dekedin. Tosis by us on dafsamech amar aleph and divrei maschul banu explains that the hosam imitarin letarvayu havichucha the ef shaliyos shneim tahirim. The reason why, if they come of Asachas, they're Tomei, is because it's going to look like a joke. How could we say about both of them in one shot that they're Tohar? We know for sure that there's a Tomei on one of these paths. So we know for sure one of them is Tomei. How could we say at the same time that they're both Tohar? So Midai Raisa, they're both Tohar, because Sofik Tomei B'Shus HaRabim, Sveikai Tohar, they each have a Cheskas Taira. So They should be tar. But since it looks funny, it looks like a chucha vitlula, so Chazal said that bevasachas, they are tamei, and there's a machlekes tanoim, when it's ba lihisha lolov al chaveira, if that's like vasachas or like zeachar ze. Now let's start the Mishnah on dachnun tesamid beis. The Mishnah says, Hashilo chaluka lenachrisay lenida harezu toilaboy. If a woman lent her baguette to a goyetor or to a nida, she could be toila in her. Rashi says that why can she be toila in the nida and the nachris? Says Rashi, the kivan the nida he loy mekalkulola midi. Since she's a nida anyway, you're not messing her up at all. The nachris nami tameya vitalyaba. And a nachris is also tameya, like the Gemara says on daflamadal or amadalif that chazal were geyser a tuma on a nachris. So therefore, since anyway these women are mekulkalais, so we are toila in them. This is like the halacha that we mentioned earlier from the Gemara in Psachim daf mem dalet amar aleph toilin kalkala b'mekulkal, that we say that the tuma came from the one who's anyway a mekulkal. This halacha of toilin kalkala b'mekulkal is a kula that the Chachamim said by Dinim Drabanon. It, the Lechem V'Simla in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sivkotin Memches says, the halacha of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekokol Eino Svara Klal. It's not a logic. Rak Tliya Ba'alma. It's just a Tliya Ba'alma She Toilin Lahakel B'Drabanon. The Shara Yosher and Shara Gimel Perak Yud Beis Dibra Maskel V'Nira says the same thing. It's not a Svara. It's a kula that the Chachamim said by Din Drabanon that we're toile nakalkola b'mekolkol. However, the Eshkoil in Simon Membeis explains that this halacha of being toile the kesem in the nida does not require this new tli of toile nakalkola b'mekolkol. It's the regular halacha of tliyas that we had in Perek Haraya Kesem. Just like a woman could be toila if she was avra b'shuk shal tabachim, or if she was Isaac in ksamim, or if she has a makkah. Since a nida is more alula lirais than a woman that's not a nida, so we say it probably came from the nida. We could be toila that it came from the nida. It's more probable that it came from her. The same thing with a nachris. The Ramban says as far as daf samach amar aleph that since usually women see with hargosha, like we saw in the Taisus Arosh, on Daf Nun Zayin Amid Beis, Rav Noshem Einon Royos, Elam B'Hargosha. So to say that this kesem came from Yisraelis and she didn't have a hargosha is not so gishmak. But rather it makes more sense to say that it came from the Nachris, and she wasn't Margish. Yeah, that's because she's not Makbid on her Rias, since she doesn't have Hilchus Nida. So she doesn't pay attention. She did have a hargosha, didn't have a hargosha. But on the Yisraelis, how come she didn't have a hargosha? So it makes more sense, it's a tliya, that it came from the Nachris. Also, the Rashba and Teres HaBayis, at the beginning of Bayis Zayin, Shara Dalid, counts the Tliya Benachris amongst the Tliyas that the Chachamim were makel to be Tailan in them, because it's Kari Vadavar Shemisham Ba'akesem, even though we don't know for sure. So it's not because of the din of Tailan Kalkala B'Mekokol, but rather because it's more Mistaver to be Tailan her, that it's more Motsui to say that the Kesem came from her. Moving on to the next halacha of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Gimel Nashim Shalavshu Chaluk Echad. Three women that wore one bagad, Shiyashvu al Safsol Echad, Venimso Lov Dam, Kulan Temeyos. Now we have to understand, why are they all Tame? Why can't we say that each one should be Tahar? Because each one has a Tliya that it came from her friend. So let all of them be Tahar. Let the first woman be tar because she could be tar in the second one. The second one should be tar, should be tar in the first. And the third one, the same thing. So why are they all tamen? So the Bach in Yeridea Simenkuf Tzadi Sifchafei, and so too the Shach in the Kudes HaKesef on the Taz, Sifkat and Yud Zayin over there, they say that we're talking about a case where they were Bohu Lihishoel Bevasachas, where they asked the Shaila at one shot, or where it was Nishal al Atzma v'al Chaverta, al Derech the Din, that we mentioned earlier by Shnei Shvilin, like the Gemara says in Psochem, Daf Yud Amar Aleph. Feneinu Chanami, if they would come a Zeh achar Zeh, so since each one has a Tliya, so Rachel comes first, she asks the Shaila, we'll say she's Tar, because she has a Tliya. If afterwards Leah comes and asks the Shaila separately, we'll say she's Tar, because she has a Tliya. And we're only talking about where they came b'vasachas, or it was nishal al atzma v'al chaverta. However, the sheet of the Taz in Sifkat and Yud Zayin says that over here in this case, even if they come b'zeh harzeh, they're also temeyos. What's the beer in the Taz? Says the Chaviz Das in Sifkat and Yud Dalit over there, that the pshat is because the yisoid hadin of tliyas all the time is because there's a kasha to say that it came from her since she wasn't margish. So that's why we're toila that it came from some other source. Like we said, since Rav Noshem Einon Raya Yisela Bahar Gosha, so how come she wasn't margish? So Mamela, if we have another way to fa'emfer, to explain where the dam came from, it came from a Shukshal Tabachim, or it came from a Makkah, so well, we would rather say that than to say it came from her and have this problem. Why was there no Hargosha? But over here, where the Tliya is to say that it came from her friend, where you have the same Kasha, that why wasn't she Margish? So then you lost your whole Tliya. Therefore, over here, the since it's lacking in the Tliya, even if they come Bazeh Acharzeh, they're also going to be Tameh. Another nekuda over here is that the Rashba says on the Mishnah that this that by where was Shalish Nashim Shalav Shuchaluk Echad Oshiyoshvu Al Safsol Echad V'Nimtzol Lav Dam Kulan Temeyos Perush Chaluk Baduk V'Safsol Baduk. We're talking about where the beged was checked before the first person put it on, and the bench was checked before anyone sat down, to make sure that there was no dam on it. The Rashba means, because if it wasn't checked, we already learnt on Daf Yud Dalid that by an aid she'enoi baduklo, if a woman does a bedika with an aid that was not checked beforehand, and then she puts it bekufsa, after she did her bedika, she put it in a box, and then the next day she finds dam on it, so we have a three-way machloikis over there. Rebbe says that she's tameya mishum nida. It's a tum of adois. Rab Chia says that she's tameya mishum kesem. And Rab Yossi holds that she's tahira legamri. And the Rashba Shita is that we paskin like Rab Yossi that she's tahira legamri. So the Rashba's bothered over here. If the choluk or the safsul were not bedukim, so then why should anyone be Tameh? It's no different than the Eid Shein Eibaduk law that we're toila that the dam was there from before. So why should anyone be Tameh? Dr. Rashba, it has to be that we're talking about a Choluk that's Baduk and a Safsal that's Baduk. The Rashba earlier on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis brings a raya from this Mishnah against the Shita of Tosfos and the Ramban. Tosfos at the top of Yud Dalet Amid Beis says that what's considered an Eid Habadukla and what's considered an Eid She'enoi Badukla. Zok Tosfos that even if the woman checked the aid a day or two or two ago and then she puts it in a makay mutzna, but she didn't recheck it before she did the bedika, that's called the eid she'enoi badukla. And the Rashba says no, as long as the woman checked it once, as long as we don't know bevirur that dam came on this aid, it always remains in its cheskas baduk. Zokter Rashbai have a raya from our Mishnah against Tosfos and the Ramban. The Ramban also says like Tosfos, because over here, as soon as the first woman put it on, so then maybe dam came from her. If we're Taila in a Mikra, even if we don't know for sure, Tosfos says, even if she made a bedika a day or two ago, but she didn't recheck it before this bedika, that's called Ein Shein Eibadukla. According to Rabbi Yossi, she's Tahira. So that means even though we don't know that dam came on it, but we're Taila in a Mikra that maybe dam came on it. So over here also, as soon as the first woman put it on, so we have what to be Taila in. We have, even though we don't know that the dam came from her, but why can we be Taila in a Mikra? What does it help that the choluk was baldok and the safsal was baldok before? Obviously, she didn't make a bedika after she wore it, or else we would know that it came from her. Obviously, the case is that they checked it, the owner checked it before anyone wore it, and then after the three of them wore it, then it was rechecked. So, why the second two women should be tahiris according to Tais Vashita? Therefore, the Rashba says that this Mishnah is a raya, that once you make a bedika, until we know bevirur, where the dam came from, it still remains in its cheskas baduk. So all three nashim are wearing a beged that's becheskas baduk. Because we don't know, we didn't know before any of them wore it, even the second and third women, we don't know that there was any dam, so it still retains its cheskas baduk. What can we say Bidas ha Tosfos? So there's a few possible options. One thing is that according to the sheet of Rabbeinu Chananel brought in Tosfos on Yud Dalet Amid Beis, Rabbeinu Chananel holds that Rabbi Yossi was not mitaher legamri. When the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi is mitaher by a eid she'enoi baduk and by a isha shehoisa eisetz racheha, which the Gemara is toila these two in Yonim, Zebozeh, the Rach holds that Rav Yossi is only mitaher mishum nida, but he's still mitame mishum kesem. So if so, it's not a kasha b'chlal, because even if this is considered an age she'enoi baduk law, even if our case would not be have the maila of baduk for the second and third women, it doesn't matter. They're still tameis mishum kesem. Another option is that the sheet of the Rambam is that when it comes to Eid She'enoi Baduk La, we paskin like Rebbe, that she's Tameya Mishum Nida. The Ravid says we paskin like Rav Chiya, that she's Tameya Mishum Kesem. And they're mechalik between the halach of Eid She'enoi Baduk La and Ha'isha Shehoisa Isa Tzracheha. The Rashba on Daf Yud Dalet Amid Beis is matmiya that the Gemara over there is medama these two machloikas in one another, but the Rambam and Ravid Lemaisa do differentiate lahalacha between these two cases. So if Eid She'enoi Baduk La, we paskin like Rebbe that she's tameya mishum nida, or like Rebbe that she's tameya mishum kesem, it's also not shver. The problem is only that the Ramban in Hilchus Nida, in Perek Dalid, Halacha Memvav, Paskins, Bodka Atzma, Be'eit She'enoi Bodukla, V'hini Chasei Be'kufsa, Ulamachar Motza Olav Dam, Yirali Shehi Tehoira, Legamri. The Ramban holds that she's Tehoira Legamri. That means he Paskins like Rabbi Yossi, that she's tahira, and not like Rabbeinu Chananel that Rabbi Yossi is only mitaher mishum nida, but he's still mitami mishum kesem. No, he holds that Rabbi Yossi is mitaher legamri. He says the Rishonim hayru bazel lahachmir. He does bring that the Rishonim were machmir about this, who could devrayam roy linhag, but he himself holds that she's really tahira. So the Ramban l'shitasai, who holds like Taisvis, that in order to be considered an Eid HaBaduk, it has to be that she checked it right before the Bedika, even if she made a Bedika a day or two ago. But if she didn't recheck it, it's not considered Becheskas Baduk, it's considered Eid She'enoi Baduk. So over here, why are the second and third women Tameyos, but by the time they put it on, there was no Bedika right before? It should be considered like a Choluk, She'enai Baduk, a Safsol, She'enai Baduk. So why are they Tameyos? This is a Tzarech Bir. Next, in the Gemara says at the bottom of Nun Tesamid Beis, Omar Rav, Anachris Haroya. We're talking about Anachris, who once saw, says Rashi, Haroya, Shegdoilohi, V'yadinon Baduk Faroasa. We need to know that she already saw once. Mimai dumya de nida. Since the Mishnah puts her together with nida, ma nida de kochazia, af nachris de kochazia. So Rashi learns that when we say that we're talking about a nachris haroya, it doesn't mean that she is a nida now, she's the middle of she has her period now. It just means we need to know that she once had a ria. The Rashba, the Ramban also learn like this. However, the Rambam, when he brings the din of our Mishnah in Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes Mehilchus Yisurei Bia, he says, Ha'isha she'eshila chaluka lenida, bein goya, bein Yisraelis, v'chazra v'lovsha oisai kaidem bedika, u'matza olav kesem arezu tayla benida shalovsha oisai. The Rambam's lashon is mashma that she lent her beged to a nida, bein goya, bein Yisraelis. Whether the nida was a goyita or a Yisraelis, she could be toila in the nida shalavsha isai. The Magen Mishnah's madche that the Rambam doesn't mean that she was actually a nida at this point. The Rambam really means like Rashi, and just that once a nachris is raso pamachas, arehi lo'ilam nido shel devrayim, sharei enon yoytzeis lidei taira. He doesn't really mean that she's seeing now. But the Kesef Mishnah and the Bach in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sif Kotten Lamed Ches, they both say that the Rambam was mashva nachris to Yisraelis legamri, because he was mefarish when the Gemara says, dumya denida, ma nido de kochazi, af nachris de kochazi, that it means literally, ma mish dumya de nida. We're talking about a nachris that actually saw. That by both of them, it's only when she saw dam nidus in those days that she borrowed the choluk, only then we could be toila in her. Meaning it's a regular tliya. That we're toila, that the dam came from the person that's more alulo lirais. The problem is, according to the Rambam, why did the Mishnah split up Nachris and Nida? It's all Nida. Why are we saying it in two cases? Says the Bach that the Mishnah is coming to say, don't think that a Nachris, even when she's not a Nida Mamish, you could be toiling her like Rashi holds. Therefore we said Nachris next to Nida to show you that even by her, it's Dafka when she's actually a Roya Mamish, that you could be toiling her. Fakert. The Mishnah put Nachris with Nida in order to tell you that not, you could only be toiling a Nachris when she's Dumya de Nida, when she's actually seeing. Bidas Rashi, that the sight of the Tliya in a Nachris is because of toiling Kalkola b'Mekolkol, since she's a Tmeya, we have to understand. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Daf Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, that Ravina says that a tinoikas ayvedes keichavim baskimul shanim v'yim echad hoyelu ruya lebiya mitama nami beziva. The Rambam paskins like this in Hilchas Mitami Mishkav u'Moishav Perek Beis Halacha Yud, that the Chachamim were geyser on a akum shiutamu kizavim lechol devrayim zecharim unekevais v'hu sheyia hazachar ben teisha shanim v'yim echad ulemaylo v'hanekeva bashali shanim v'yim echad b'mayla. As soon as a girl is already 3 years old and a day, she's already metame. So why, in order to be toilin kalkola b'mekolkol, why do we need, according to the Tanakam of the Braisa, in order to be toilin b'nachris, she has to be a nachris that was roya, not enough that she's a royal niray, she has to be a roya, like Rav says, and Rav Meir Shita is, no, she doesn't have to be a roya, but she has to be a royal niray. Why? Al toilin kalkola b'mekolkol, already from the time she's 3 years old and a day, she's already a mekolkeles. So why does she have to be a royal niray or rasa one time? But the pshat is, l'chayra, like the Magen Mishnah says in Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes over there, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, that in order to be toilin b'mekol keles, we need that the two nashim have to be shavais in their chashash ria. But let's say the mekol keles is a zkena or a muberes, and she's a mesulek as domim, and the eina mekol keles is a yalda or a eina muberes, then you will not be toila in the mekol keles since they're not shavais in their chashash ria. So we hear also if the Yisraelis is a gedoyla and she's a ruya lirais and she was rasa, it's you can't be toila in the nachris if she wasn't someone that's at least according to Rav Meir a ruya lirais, according to the Tanakam of the Braisa, and she has to be someone that actually saw once. In order to be toiling her, she has to be, it has to be a viable tzad in order to be able to be toila in the Mikol Kelis. Before we start the next sugya, let's just give a hakdama what a nida is, what's a shemeres yom keneged yom, and what's a zava gedayla. The first time a woman sees dam, she's a nida. A nida is tame for 7 days, and whether she saw once or she sees all 7 days, as long as she stopped seeing the 7th day before Shkia, so then she could go to the mikveh at the night of the 8th, and she's tahira midei raisa, she does not need zayin nikiyim. After the 7 days of nidos, the next 11 days, she's not expected to see. Like the Mishnah says on Daf Lamed Ches Amid Beis at the bottom, that Kol Achan Oser Yoim Becheskas Taira. In those 11 days, she's Becheskas Taira. She's not expected to see during those 11 days. After those 11 days are over, if she sees Dam on day 19 from the original Ria, 7 days pass plus 11. Now it's day 19. If she sees Dam now, that's already a new period. That's regular dam nidos. And again, she's tummy for 7 days. Whether she saw dam during those 7 days or not, she's tummy for 7 days. She does not need zayin nikiyim. But during the 11 days, when it's not the time that she's expected to see, if she sees dam on one of those days, she saw dam on one day, so then she's shemeres yoim keneged yoim. She has to be shemeres one day of Tyra keneged that day of Tumah. If she sees 2 days in a row, also she has to be shemeres one day b'Tyra keneged the days of Tumah. And that's called the Zava Ketana. If she sees 3 days in a row during the Yud Aleph Yoim, she's called the Zava Gedoyla, and now she needs Zayin Nikiyim. Midrabanan, the Gemara says on Daf Samach Vav Amud Aleph that Rav Zeira said that Bnei Yisrael lechmiru al atzman shafidu royes tipas dam kechardol bein bi mei nida bein bi mei ziva yoishvois shiva nekiyim kedin zava gedayla. That Rav Zeira says that nowadays the Bnei Yisrael were machmer on themselves any time they see even a tipas dam kechardol, they keep zayin nekiyim. Doesn't make a difference when they saw it during the 7 days, 11 days. So nowadays she automatically needs a Zayin Nikiyim. But on a Deraisa Dika level, there's Yemei Nidos and Yemei Zivos, the 7 days and the 11 days. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanon, Toila b'Sheimeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim b'Sheini Shelo, u'b'Seifer Shiva Sheloi Tavla, that if a woman lent her beged to another woman that's a Sheimeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim on day 2, she saw on one day, and now this is the second day, which she's being shemeres yoim keneged the day of tumah. It's on the second day. Ubeseifer shivash leitavla, or it's she was a zava gedayla, and now it's the seventh day of her zayin nikimah. She didn't go to the mikveh yet, so she could the isha tahira could be taila that the kesem came from these women that she lent it to. Either Shemeres Yoyim B'Sheni Shelah or Sefer Zayin Shaloi Tavla. Lafika Chimesukanes V'Chaverta Mikol Kelas. Divri Rabban Shema Gamliel. Rabbi Yoimer Eina Toila. She cannot be Toila in these women. Lafika Shnein Mikol Kalais. Therefore, they're both messed up. They're both Tameis. But V'Shavin She Toila V'Shemeres Yoyim Keneged Yoyim B'Rishen Shelah. Uv'Yeshevas Aldam Toyar. Ubibsula She Domeo Tohirin. But they both agree that the Isha Tahira could be Toila in a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom on her first day, the day that she saw anyway, or a woman that's Yesheves Al Dam Tayar, or a Besula whose Dam is Tahar. So what's the beer in the Shita of Rabban Shimon Gamliel and the Shita of Rabbi? So this is a Machloikis Rishonim. The Rashba says that the Yisoid of Rabban Shimon Gamliel is because of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol, since the Shemeres Yoyim B'Sheini Shalah and Sefer Zayin Shaloi Tavla are still Temeois. Therefore, Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds that we're Toilin that the Kesem came from her rather than saying that it came from the Tahira. And Rebbe, the Rashba explains in one sad, that he holds that we don't say Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol over here because you're being mekalkel the mekulkel. We're messing up the mekulkel by saying that the dam came from the shemeres yoyim b'sheini shalah. You're now extending her days of tumah, that now you're saying this is another day of tumah, that now she'll have to be shemeres the next day b'taira. You're messing her up. By sefer zayin shaloi tavla, by saying that the kesem came from her, you're being messing her up even more. You're being soiser the whole zayin nekiyim. So Rebbe holds, only time we say Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol is like similar to the Gemara in Pesachim and Dalet Amid Aleph, which we mentioned in our Akdama to the Shir, that we say Truma L'Seich Truma Naflu and Chulin L'Seich Chulin Naflu. Over there, you're not messing up the Truma in any way. But over here, where you're messing up the Mekolkol, we don't say Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol. And that's why Rebbe is Maida by a Shemeres Yoyim Berishain Shelah, where by being Toilin her, you're not messing her up at all because she anyway saw today. So over there, Rebbe's Maida to Rabban Shimon Gamliel that Toilin Kalkala be Mikolkol. Lefiza, the Hemshecha Gemara that says, Omer Avchisto, Tomei Vitar Shehochu B'Shnei Shvilin, Echad Tahar Ve'echad Tomei, Banu L'machloikis Rebbe V'Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Rav Chista says that if you have a Tomei and a Tar that went on two paths, one path was Tahar, one was Tomei, you don't know who went on which path. He says this is totally in the Machloikis of Rebbe and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So, what does he mean? Because according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we're Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol, so we'll say that the Tomei person went on the Tomei Shvil and the Tar went on the Tar, but Rebbe is not Toila the Kalkola B'Mekolkol. So we have to understand the Rashba is bothered and Tosfos also in Dibra Masnal Tomei V'Tar that, what do you mean? Why can't we say that even according to Rebbe that we're Toilin the Kalkola B'Mekolkol when it's the first day of the Tumas Meis? If the Tomei is on the first day of his Tumas Meis, you're not messing him up at all by saying that he went on the Shvil HaTomei. So then even Rebbe should be Moida that we're Toile the Shvil HaTomei B'Tomei. So why does the Gemara say that this is dependent on the Machlekes of Rebbe and Rabban Shimon Gamliel? So Tosfos and the Rashba both say that we have to say that we're talking about a Tomei that already started counting a few days. And now, after he counted a few days, he went on this, one of the Shvilin. And that's totally in the Machlekes, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel that says that even if you're messing up the Tomei, still we say that we're Tailin Kalkola b'mekolkol. So even though by saying that the Tamei person now went on the Shvil HaTamei, and now he got a new Tumas Meis, and he's going to have to restart his count, doesn't matter. We're still Tailin Kalkola b'mekolkol. Whereas Rebbe holds that if you're messing up the mekolkol, we don't say it. Comes along Ravado, Maskeflor Ravado, Ad Kalei Koma Rebbe Hossam, Ela de Tarvayu Ki Adodi Ninu, Hocha Mai Nafkalon Mina. On that, Ravado asks that no, you're learning wrong Pshat in Rebbe. You thought that the Pshat in Rebbe is because you're being Mekalkal her a little bit. That's not the Yisoid of Rebbe. The Yisoid of Rebbe is because Ashemeres Yoim B'Sheini Shalah, or a Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla, she's mamish considered equal to the Tahira. Like Rashi says, Shtein Hoyu B'Cheskas Tahira, De Shemeres Yoim B'Sheini Shalah Ru'uyo Litboil Kol Shah Shetirtze, Kivan Shasafra Shah Achas, Hilkach Ein Kantumo Shetucha Litlois Ba Yoisim Rizais, Lefikach stein temeis. Aval hacha de tamei hu mein afkale mina italis bei hilkach afilu le rabbi talina. The yisoid of Rav Ado is that he has a different pshat in Rebbe. The pshat in Rebbe is not because you're being mekalkal her a little bit. The yisoid of Rebbe is that he looks at a Shemeres Yoyim B'Sheini Shalor, Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla, as if she's already a Tahira. Since she's Ruyo Litvayl, whenever she wants, she's able to be Tavil and make herself Tahira, we consider her already like a Tahira. And therefore, the Isha Tahira and the Shemeres Yoyim B'Sheini Shalor, Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla are considered to be on the same level. So my chaz is to be toilin her more than her. So that's why they're both tameis. But when it comes to a tamei v'tahar, where the tamei is in middle of his 7 days of sfira, he's not holding yet on the seventh day, and he was not roy to become tahar yet. So then even Rebbe would be moida that avada were toila the tamei, B'tameh, because Rebbe's also made the Rav Shimon Gamliel, that Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol, even if you're going to mess up the Mekolkol a little bit. Rebbe has no problem with that. Rebbe says, I'm Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol, just like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Just that I hold that on Shemer Siyayim B'Sheini Shalah, or Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla V'Bal, she's Ru'uya Litbal, she's considered as if she's like a Tahira. The problem with the Rashba's Mahalach is, how do we understand the next Gemara when it comes to Ein Toilin Kesem B'Kesem? The Gemara says, Bo minei Rab Yechonon mei Rab Yehuda bar Livoi, Mahu litlois Kesem B'Kesem. Can the woman who owns the Beged, who lent the Beged to another woman who already had a Kesem, on that day, she already had a kesem on that day. Tosfos Dibra Maskil Mahu Litloi says, we're talking even Berisha Inshallah. Rachel's the owner. She lends her beged to Leah, and Leah had already a kesem that day on another beged of hers. She borrows this beged. She gives it back to Rachel. Rachel wears it, and then she finds a kesem. So can she be toila that this kesem that she found is from Leah, who anyway had a kesem? Says the Gemara, Aliba de Rebbe loiti boyelach. According to Rebbe, it's no shaila. Hashto mahosam de kochazio migufa madach over there, where by a shemeres yoim, where she had a ria migufa yesterday, amrit eino toila, and still you said you can't be toila today. So hach over here, deme alma ka'osi, where this kesem could have come me alma. Her first kesem could have come me alma. Like kol shekein, so certainly you can't be toila in her. As we saw in Perek Haroya kesem, that one reason to be mitaher a kesem is because we don't know for sure that the dam came from her. Maybe the dam came from elsewhere. Just like there's a din that by a mamzer, the Gemara in Kedushin says, mamzer vadai v'loy mamzer safik. By nida, also there's a din that it has to be dam vadai v'loy dam safik. It could be that's the yisoid of the din of hargasha, that's why you need hargasha in order for us to know that it's from her. Or there's a tzad to say that the din of hargasha is one halacha that she needs. There's a tenai of hargasha, but besides for that, there's a second halacha that the Mishnah says on nun chesamid beis of dam v'loy kesem, that it has to be dam that's clearly from her, but not a kesem where there's a tzad, a kemei alma. So over here, where there's a tzad that a pechlal didn't come from her, like kolshkein, so certainly you can't be toila in her. Says Rashi that she's not becheskas roya. At least a shemeres yoim had a riyo yesterday. And still Rebbe says you can't be toila in her today. So certainly you can't be toila in a balas kesem. Ki tiboyu lo chalibo de rabban shimon gamliel. Hosam hu de kochazio migufa talyo. When did Rav Shimon Gamliel say that you could be toila? That's by Shemeres Yoim B'Sheni Shelo, who at least had a Rio yesterday. But Hachod Me'al Mokasi Loi Talya Oidilmo Loi Shna Amar Lei Ein Toilin. You can't be toila. Ma Tam Nefish Ein Toilin Zok Rashi Nefish Ein Toilin Me'al Mokasi Lo Tumas Kesem Kama V'Loi Becheskas Royahi. She's not Becheskas Royah. How do you know that she saw? Maybe it came Me'al Mok. Now this Gemara is very hard to understand according to the Mahalach of the Rashba and Tosis in the Sugya, that the Yisoid of Rabban Shimon Gamliel is Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkel, and even Rebbe is Moida Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkel when you're not messing her up. And according to Rav Ado, even if you are messing her up, as long as it's not B'Sheni Shalah, or on Sefer Zayin, by Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla, where she's considered a Tahira, that's why Rebbe holds you can't be toiling her. But B'Rishain Shalah, when she had a Rio, you could be toiling. Why? Toiling Kalkala B'Mekulkul. So over here, why all of a sudden are we seeing that no, maybe according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you could only be toiling by Shemeres Yoim because she's B'Cheskas Raya, because she had a Rio yesterday. Mashenkein by a balas kesem, where it could be kemei alma, you can't be toila in her. According to the Rashba and Taisvis, the yisoid of the din tliya is not because she's becheskas oraya. The reason why we're toila is because toilin kalkola b'mekulkol, since she's tamea anyway, so we're toila in her. So since a balas kesem, soif kol soif, midrabanon, a balas kesem is tamea. You're right, midai raisa, we say, me'alma, ka'asila. If you don't know for sure that the dam came from her, she's tahira. That's midai raisa. But midrabanan, she is tamea. So, why can we be toilin kalkala b'mekulkul? We're dealing over here with the tumadrabanan of ksamim. And midrabanan, the balas kesem is tamea. So why can't we be toila kalkala b'mekulkul? The Gemara is a pella. So l'chayr, you have to say, like the Chazon Ish says in Yeridea Simen Pei Tes Sivkot Vav, that the kibon de kesem in adin tahar, since meikar adin the kesem is tahar, chashiva shniyo gam kein ketahira. So the second woman is also considered like a tahira. Uchsheonu boyin litlois kesem zebishniyo. So when you want to be toilin this kesem and the second woman, Harein anubanu litame es hatahira. It's like we're coming to be metame an isha tahira. Va'af agav dein anuboyin litamoisa rak mishum kesem. Mikom akim anuboyin loimar sheroasa. We're coming to say that she saw. Vihi be'ikara din shehi tahira v'shaloi roasa. V'loyam rinon din kesem lahakal lechaverta. We don't say the din kesem to be makel on her friend. The whole din kesem is only to be mitame the isha herself. But we don't say the din kesem to be matzil, to save her friend, that her friend should be able to be toila in her. Since she's really tahira maker adin, you're coming to be mitame keilu, an isha tahira, you have no right to be toila in her as far as being mitaher her friend. For her herself, she has a tumma, but not to be mitaher her friend. This is the mahalach of the Rashba and Tosfos in the sugya. The Ramban and the Ran disagree with this mahalach in the sugya. One reason is because the Ramban holds that it's a doichik to say that Rav Chisda that said, Om Rav Chisda, Tomei Vitar, Shahochu Bishnei Shvilin, Echad Tar Vechad Tomei, Bonu Lamachlekis Rebbe, Rabban Shimon Gamliel, it's a doichik to say that he's only talking about a Tomei Shesofar Miktsas Hayomim. According to the Rashba and Tosfos, we have to make an akimta that he has to be talking about a Tomei that counted some of his days. If it's a Tomei on his first day, then even Rebbe should agree that you should be able to be toile the Tomei b'Tomei because toile and kalkola b'mekulkol. So why didn't Rav Chisda say that? We're talking about a Tomei that counted some of his days. Therefore, the Ramban says a different hesber in the Machlokes of Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe, according to Rav Chisda. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that you could be toile and shemer siyem yisheni shelon sever zayin shaloi tovla because toile and kalkola b'mekulkol. What's the Yisoid of Rebbe? The Yisoid of Rebbe is that you can't be Toile except Berisha Inshallah because on her first day she's a Muchzekes Lirois and Domeho Mitsuyin. And since she's a Muchzekes Lirois, so you have a Pashita Tliya. Since it's Mayona Pasuach on the first day, it's she actually saw on this day, so since she's Muchzekes Lirois, you have a Pashita Tliya. And Masha Enkein B'Sheini Shalah, or Sefer Zayin Shalai Tavla, she's not Muchzekes Lirois anymore, so therefore, Rebbe holds you can't be Taila. Zok Rav Chisda. So since Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol, and Rebbe holds no, I don't agree to the Yisoid of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol. I don't agree with that whole Yisoid. And the Pischei Nida, the Chachmas B'Tzalel speaks out in the Bedas HaRamban, that means Rebbe is chaylik on that din that the Gemara says in Psachim Mem Dalid, that we're toila that the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma into the truma. That's Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion. Rebbe doesn't agree with this whole yisoid of toilin kalkola b'mekulkol. So, Zok Rav Chisda Ibazai, no matter what we're talking about, we can be talking about Aleifanim, even a Tomei Mace on the first day. Still it's a Machlokes from Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that your Toile the Shvila Tomei B'Tomei because he holds of a Yisoid of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol, and Rebbe disagrees with that whole Yisoid. The reason why he said you could be Toile B'Shemeres Yoyim B'Risha Inshallah, that's because it's Mayono Posuach, you have a Algemena Tliya, because she's a Halula Lirais today. But he doesn't agree with the whole Yisoid of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol. Comes along Rav Ada and says to Rav Chisda, you're misunderstanding the pshat in Rebbe. You thought the pshat in Rebbe is because Mayona Pasuach, and that's the difference between Shemeres Yoyim Berisha Inshallah and Besheini Inshallah? No. The Yisoid of Rebbe is that Besheini Inshallah, it's Ki Adodi Ninu, they're considered equal, meaning my chazis, that you're being mekalkel the Shemeres Yoyim Besheini Inshallah more than the Tahira. Either way, you're being mekalkel somebody. Only by a Shemeres Yoyim Berisha Inshallah, where she's already mekalkeles, and you're not messing her up at all, because she anyway saw today, that's when Rebbe holds you could be Taila in her. Oibazoi, by a Tomei Vitar, on the first day of his Tumas Mace, even Rebbe would agree that you could be Taila, that the Shvila Tomei Vitamei, because you're not messing him up at all. So, Lefi the Ramban, it's very geschmack why Rav Chisda wasn't mefarish dvarav, that he's only talking about a Tomei Shesofar Miktsas. Rav Chisda held that even a Tomei Meis Berisha Inshaloi should be totally in the Machlokes Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel, because he understood that the Yisoid of Rebbe, why you're toiling Hashem Meres Yoyim Berisha Inshaloi, is because it's Mayono Pasuach, she's Becheskas Roya. So that's why you're toiling her. It's like a regular tliya mashenkein b'sheni shalosh. She didn't see today. She saw yesterday. It's not mayana pasuach. So therefore, you can't be toiling her. Same thing, sefer zayin, shaloi tovla. Comes along Rav Ada and says, no, that's not the pshat in Rebbe. The pshat in Rebbe is that berishin shalosh, he holds toiling kalkola b'mekolkol because you're not messing her up at all. Mashenkein b'sheni shalosh, you are memela by a tomei mace. Where he was loy safar klal, at least in that case, says Rav Ada, I argue with you, and I hold in that case, even Rebbe would agree that you could be toile the tomei betomei. Lefizeh, says the Chidushei Oran, when we get to the next Gemara, of bo minei Rav Yochanan and Rav Yehuda bar Livoi, ma'u litlois kesem bekesem, can you be toile in a balas kesem? And the Gemara says, alibo de Rebbe loy tiboyeloch. According to Rebbe, it's not a shiloh. Hashto maho som de kochaz yomi gufa. Amrit eino toila. Hocha de me alma kasi like kol shikain. The Gemara says, according to Rebbe, there's no shiloh. Madoch, Rebbe holds that even when she was a roya yesterday, you can't be toila neshem meres yoyim b'sheini shaloh, even though she had a roya yesterday. So by a balas kesem, where it could be she wasn't a roya bechlal. Because may alma kasi, certainly you can't be toila zakdaran zer gishmak. The Rav Yehuda bar Livoi holds like Rav Chista that the yisoid of Rebbe, why he holds he could be toila berishin shaloh, is because she's becheskas roya. Oh, so memela, if that's the yisoid of Rebbe, so then a balas kesem you can't be toila. Kiti boyelach aliva dram shem gamliel. Hasam hu de kachaz yomi gufa talya hachad me alma kasi like talya idoma leishna. What's the Gemara shaila in Rav Shimon Gamliel? The Gemara shaila is, what's the yisaid of Rav Shimon Gamliel? Is the yisaid like we learned until now because toilin kalkala b'mekolkol? If so, you could be toila by a balas kesem also because lamaisa she's a mekolkeles. So you could be toila in her. Or maybe the yisoid of Rav Shimon Gamliel, Zakdaran, is also because of Mayana Posuach. That Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that even Shemeres Yoyim B'Sheini Shaloh, or Sefer Zayin Shaloi Tovlo, is still Domeha Mitzuyin Ktsas, Tvei Mechaverto. Even though it's B'Sheini Shaloh, but Lamais it's still a shtickel, Mayana Posuach. Like we're going to see in Rashi soon, that Rashi says even on B'Sheni Shaloh, it's Mayana Pasuach. So there is, it's not the Darga of Mayana Pasuach of a Shemeres Yoyim B'Rishayin Shaloh, where she Mamish saw that day, but there is some sort of level of Domeha Mitzuyin Ktsas, so maybe that's the Yisayda of Shimon Gamliel. Maybe even Rav Shimon Gamliel is not Alts Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol. Maybe Rav Shimon Gamliel is also Alts Mayono Posuach. And on that, the Gemara says, Taka ain't toiling, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Means that the Yisoid of Rav Shimon Gamliel is Alts Mayono Posuach, and not Alts toiling Kalkola B'Mekolkol. Lefizeh says the Ran, that according to all the previous Manda Omrim that learned that the Yisoid of Rav Shimon Gamliel is Alts toiling Kalkola B'Mekolkol, then Avada, you could be toila Kesem B'Kesem. Therefore, the Ran runs into trouble. Alibo de Hilchasa, he says that the Ga'inim Paskin, like Rabbi Yehuda bar Livoi, that you're not Toila Kesem Bekesem, he's bothered that it's, why should we Paskin like that? It's not like all the Fiyadikim Manda Omrim Lechaira, if you go with, in Rav Shimon Gamliel, we Paskin according to most Rishonim, we Paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And according to most Amiroim, the Pshat in Rav Shimon Gamliel is because of toilin kalkola b'mekolkol, so then we should hold that toilin kesem b'kesem, so why lahalacha do the goyim say that ain't toilin kesem b'kesem, the Ran remains with the tzarachian. But what comes out is a meir dikizach lefi the Ran. We asked earlier on the mahalach of the Rashba. The Rashba learns the sugya with toilin kalkola b'mekolkol, that's the yisoder of Shimon Gamliel, so we were bothered, so then what's taka the pshat of ain toilin kesem bekesem? So we had to say a chiddush from the Chazanish that the whole halacha of tumas ksamim is only legabe the isha herself, but not to legabe her for her friend to be toilin her tzarech bir. But the Ran taka is bothered. He's taka asked that that if Tailan Kalkala b'mekolkel, he says Yitaka could be Taila. And therefore he says that the only pshat, why, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, you can't be Taila, kesem b'kesem, is because the Rav Yehuda Bar Levi holds that the Yisayit of Rav Shimon Gamliel is also because of Mayana Pasuach. And Rav Yehuda Bar Levi holds that's the pshat in Rebbe also, like Rav Chista holds. Now, let's try to figure out what Shitas Rashi in the Sugya. Rashi, right in the beginning of the Sugya, says that B'sheini Shalot, im Hishiloso L'Sheimeres Yoyim B'sheini Shalot Toileba, Fa'afal Gabdoloi Huxaka Roya Hayoyim, even though she's not Huxaka to be a Roya today, but Kivon Demayono Posuach Toileba, since it's Mayono Posuach, you could be Toile in her. Va'afal gav de mekalkel lo porto, de tzricha lishmar yom hamachras, even though you're messing her up a little bit, then now she'll have to be shomer the next day, but kivon de tmeya hashta, but since she's tmeya now, you could be toila in her. So Rashi mixes both svaris. Rashi says, mayono posuach. On the other hand, he also says the svara of kivon de tmeya hashta of toilin kalkola b'mekolkol. In the next Rashi, he will say fer zayin nikiyim achar ziva va'afal pisha mekalkolo harbe shesosro kol yemei svirasa utzricha lisbar zayin nikiyim hoyel va'achshav tmeya toilin ba. Over here, Rashi just mentions the svara of toilin kalkola b'mekolkol. So it's clear that Rashi is working with Taylan Kalkolab and Mekolkol, but on the other hand, he still mentions Mayana Pasuach. So from the fact that Rashi mentioned Mayana Pasuach, L'chaira, this is where the Marsha is coming from, in on Taisus Dira Maschel Tomei V'Tohar, that Taisus says that the case of Shnei Shvilin has to be where the Tomei counted a little bit, but it can't be talking about a case of a Tomei that didn't count at all, because then why would Rebbe argue? Rebbe agrees that Toilin Kalkolo b'Mekolkol if you're not messing up the Mekolkol at all. So it has to be by a Tomei Shesofar Miktsas. Zokta Marsha, that according to Rashi, we can say that Rav Chista is talking even by a Tomei that did not count at all. And still, Rebbe argues, because the side of Rebbe, why he says, Toilin b'sheimeres yoyim keneged yoyim b'rishayin shalah, is because mayana pasuach, because she's huchzika to be a roya. Masha'in kein b'sheini shalah, sefer zayin shaloi tovla, she's not mayana pasuach. That's the side of Rebbe. In other words, he learns, according to Rashi, like the Ramban. But the problem is that Rashi himself says, by Rebbe Omer Eino Toila, says Rashi, Hoylu Mekalkalolo, my chazes to Mekalkelis Lahach, Tve Mehach. Rashi clearly says, Alderach, Taisvis, and the Rashba, that the Yisoid of Rebbe is because you're messing her up a little bit. So the Marsha is Tzarechian, but Lemaisa, we do have to understand if Rashi is learning the Sugya, like the Rashba and Taisvis, that it has to do with Toilin, Rav Shimon Gamliel's Yisoid is Toilin Kalkola b'Mekolkol, and Rebbe's Chaylik, because you're messing her up a little bit, why did Rashi Taka have to mix in Mayana Pasuach? Why didn't he just say, like the Rashba, Toilin Kalkola b'Mekolkol? What does he need to Huchzika Roya for? So the Mishnah L'Melech in Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes, Mehilchus Yisurei Bia, and the Chochmas Betzalel over here works with that Mahalach. They say a beautiful pshat like this. That Be'etzem, the Gemara mentions a svara that Ma'u detema hahidish takach kesem gabot tiskalkel idoch loy tiskalkel. Kamash malon. There's a svara to say that the one that found the kesem by her should be messed up and not the other one. This is based on the Gemara in Ksubis Ayin Vavam at Beis, that kol shen neilan hasafik b'rishusay alav lahavi raya. This is known as the klal of kan nimtza kan hoya, that if the kesem was found over here in the rishus of the balas hacholuk, then we should nem on that the kesem taka happened by her. Kan nimtza kan hoya. So Rashi was bothered that why should we say over here, Toilin Kalkala B'Mekulkol? How could we say that we're Toila, that the Kesem happened from, the Kesem came from the Shemeres Yoim? But no, what happened to the Svara of Kan Nimtza Kan Haya? You only say Toilin Kalkala B'Mekulkol if they're both equal. But over here, there's a Svara of Kan Nimtza Kan Haya to say that it came from the Balas HaChaluk, from the owner. Zokt Rashi, that since there's a svar of Mayona Pasuach, or Shemeres Yoyim B'Shein Nishalo, since she was a Huchzik Haroya yesterday. So it's Mayona Pasuach. So that goes Keneged, that neutralizes the svar of Kan Nimsa Kan Hoya, and makes them both equal. Mitzad Echad, the Balas HaChaluk, the owner, has a Kan Nimsa Kan Hoya. Mitzad Sheni, the Shemeres Yoim Keneged Yoim, has a Huchzika Roya. She is Becheskas Roya, it's Mayono Posuach. So therefore, that equals out, that balances out the two Noshim, and now, Chazarnu to the Svar of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol. So, Rashi will learn the whole Sugya like the Rashba. Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol, like Tysis, you'll have to say that the case of Shnei Shvilin is by a Tomei Shesofar Miktsas, because Rebbe agrees, Berishain Shalah, that you're Toila Zokrashi, because you're not Mekalkol her, only on the Sheni Shalah, where you're Mekalkol her, Rebbe holds you're not Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol. And now the Revach HaGodol Lefi Rashi, and this is Rashi's Mekar, it's from the Gemara of Mahu Litlois Kesem B'Kesem. Now the Gemara is Mamish Gevaldik. The Gemara says you can't be Toila Kesem B'Kesem because, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, because Hosam Hu DeKochazio Migufa Talia, but Hocho Demei Alma Kasi Loi Talia. Zok the Gemara is Er Geshmak. The reason why you can't be Toila in a Balas HaKesem is because since the Yisoida Rav Shimon Gamliel is only Betziruf the fact that it's Mayona Pasuach, that she's Huchzik Haroya, because otherwise you have a Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. Zok the Gemara, when it comes to a Kesem, since she's not Huchzik Haroya, it's not Mayona Pasuach, so therefore you can't be Toila in her. This is the Chayra, Rashi's Mekar. Because what happened to the svar of Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol, if you're going to learn like the Rashba, that the Suga is just a Pasha to Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol, so then what happened over here? Why can't you be Toilin the Balas HaKesem? Zokt Rashi Nein, we need the Tziruf of Huchzik Haroya, we need Mayona Pasuach. And by a Balas HaKesem, it's not Mayona Pasuach, so we go with the Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya. So what's Pshat in the Rashba? The Rashba just says Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol, and he doesn't mention the fact that it's Mayona Pasuach. The Teretz is Er Geshmak, Zogin D'Achreinim, that this is Rashi and the Rashba L'Shitasam, because Rashi in the Mishnah said, Hishilo Chaluka L'Nachrisay L'Nida, V'Achar Kach Lov Shesahi U'Motzo Leho Kesem. Rashi learns that the case is that she lent it first to the other woman, and then she took it back and she wore it afterwards. So where was the kesem found? The kesem was found by the Balas HaChaluk. So Memela, what happened to Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya? So Rashi needs to say that the Sheyeles, the Shemeres Yoim, is Mayono Pasuach. But the Rashba, the Shitosoi, in Bayez Zayin Shar Dalet, in the Teres HaBayez, says that the case is the opposite. The case is where the Balas HaCholuk wore it first, and then she lent it to the other woman, to the Shemeres Yoim in our case, and the Kesem was found by the borrower. So if so, there is no svar of Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya to be mitame the Balas HaCholuk. Zokter Rashba, so Mamela, you could just say Toilin Kalkola B'Mekulkol. Rashi that holds that the Kesem was found by the Balas HaCholuk, you have a Kan Nimtza Kan Hoya, so Rashi needs to say that the Shemeres Yoim is Mayona Pasuach in order to balance out the kan nimtza kan haya in order to be able to say teilin kalkala b'mekulkal. But the Rashba l'shitasai doesn't have any svar of kan nimtza kan haya by the balas hachaluk. And mainly, he's able to say teilin kalkala b'mekulkal. Ah, you'll ask, why does Rashba need to say teilin kalkala b'mekulkal? Why couldn't he say that we're mitameh the she'eles als kan nimtza kan haya? And that the Terence is, like Tosfos says, on daf nun ches amud aleph at the bottom, that kivon de eino lishnia ela b'teira she'elo eino mamish bershusa. You don't say kan nimtza kan haya when it's in the hand of a shoyel, because he doesn't own it. It's not mamish in his reshus. So hakel al mikayma yavei b'shalayim v'hadvarim smeichim. Next inyan, the Mishnah at the bottom of Nuntesimid Beis brought that Yoshua al Sapso Shaleven Oyal al Hoitzdabash al Merchatz Rav Nechemya Mitaher Shahoyer Rav Nechemya Omer Kodovashaini Mikabel Tumay Mikabel Ksamim. The Gemara says on Samech Amid Beis Omer Rav Masna My Time of Rav Nechemya Dechsiv Nixa Loretz Teishav Kivan Shiyoshva Loretz Nixa. The Achreinim say that this is just an Asmachto Ba'alma because the whole Ksamim are Dravonon, and the Iker reason of Rav Nechemya is, as we mentioned in the Shiran Dat Nunches, different Svaris, Tosfos, the Ran, the Rashba, and this is just an Asmachta. Om Rav Hun, Om Rav Chanina, Metar Hoyer Rav Nechemya, Afilu Bachayre Kli Cheres. Rav Nechemya was Metaher, would be Metaher even on the back of a Kli Cheres. Pshita, in fact, the Gemara, it's Pashit, Achayre Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tuma, Ma'u Detem Eligzer, Gaba Yotu Teichai, I might think that we're Geyser, the outside of the Kli Cheres, Yotu Teichai, Kamash Malon. And then the Gemara says, Omar Abaye Matar Hoya Rav Nechemya b'matloni yoshein b'hen sholesh al sholesh. By a shmata that doesn't even have 3x3 etzbois, he would be Matahir d'loy chazion loy la'aniyim v'loy la'ashirim. And over here, the Gemara does not ask pshita. Why not? So we have over here two mahalchim of the Rishonim, Tosfos and the Rosh. Tosfos says, "V'hachalay parach pshita kamei le'el, tibizvachim perak dam chatos mashma di choshev alayu v'yichdom mekablim tuma." The Gemara's mashma that what if he was mechashiv that to be meyachid that he wants to use the matlonis that doesn't have sholish al sholish, then it is mekabel tuma. So l'chayra Tosfos means to say that since al yedei yichud, this is able to be Makabal Tumma, so you might have thought that even if he wasn't Miyachibit, but this is something that's Shayach to Kabbalah's Tumma, because Alidea Yichud alone, just being Miyachibit, it will be Makabal Tumma, Kamash Malon, that since he wasn't Miyachibit yet, so it's not considered a Dovara Makabal Tumma. The Rosh in Simon Bey says a different Hezber. He says, Va'afagav de osu mi dover ha mekabel tumo, or may high time up sulin le sachich behen sukkah. The Gemara says in sukkah daf tezayin omed aleph that a matlonis that doesn't have sholish al sholish, since it came from something that's mekabel tumo, so it's possible for schach, even though in the matziv that it's in now, it's not mekabel tumo. But since it came from a Dovra Mekabel Tumma, that's also possible for Schach. So you would have thought that the same way when it comes to Schach, where a Dovra Mekabel Tumma is possible, it doesn't have to be that's something that's Mekabel Tumma now, in the present state, but as long as it comes from a Dovra Mekabel Tumma, that's also possible. So you might have thought that when it comes to Ksamim as well, a Matlonis that comes from a Dovra Mekabel Tumma, still has Tumas Ksamim. Kamash Malon, that Ksamim is different than Schach. By Schach, if it comes from a Dover HaMekabel Tumah, it's fossil. By Ksamim, it has to actually be a Dover HaMekabel Tumah. Is the Halacha like Rav Nechemya or not? Most Rishonim say that we paskin like Rav Nechemya. But the Ravid holds that no, we don't paskin like Rav Nechemya, and his Raya is because the Gemara on Nunches Amud Aleph says that a mashtisa, there was a kesem, ahi itzo, the shtakach lo domo b'mashtisa. And it's mevur in the Gemara over there that there was tumas ksamim. And the Ravid holds that mashtisa is pshute kli eitz, mikli oireg, it's not a dover on mekabel tumah. So we see from that Gemara that a dover that's not mekabel tumah still has tumas ksamim. The Rashba disagrees. The Gemara says, Doresh Avchia Barav Masna Mishmei Darav Alocha Krav Nechemya. And since you see that the Gemara has a Shakla Vitaria within Rav Nechemya Shita, we have Rav Huna Amar Rav Chanina, Metar Hoya Rav Nechemya Afilu Bachay Rekli Cheres, and we have Abaya saying, Metar Hoya Rav Nechemya B'matloni Yashen Ben Sholesh Al Sholesh. We see that the Amiroim are being Mesiachis with Rav Nechemya. So if there's a Shakla Vitaria Ali Bey that sounds like they all hold like him, what do you do with the Gemara of Mashtisa? So he says that Mashtisa is Mikli Oireg HaMekablin Tuma. It is Mekabel Tuma. Others say that Mashtisa is the Tavoy, is the spun thread, which is Mekabel Tumas Negoyim. As Tosfos says at the top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph.
You have been listening to a shiur from ShasIlluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlimis on each shiur, please visit ShasIlluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Harav Nota Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
This shiur will be a hashlama to some of the inyanim that we didn't get to on Daf Samach. We mentioned in the first chelik of the shiur that Rashi, when he explains the opinion of Rabban Shimon Gamliel that we're toile b'shemeres yoyim b'sheini shalah, says Rashi, emishiloso l'shemeres yoyim b'sheini shalah toile ba, va'af agav d'loy huchseka roya hayoyim, kibin d'mayona posuach, Rashi mixes two svaras together. First of all, the fact that Ashemeres Yoyim B'Sheini Shalom is Mayono Posuach, but he also mentions at the end of the Rashi the fact that Kivan de Tmeo Hashta. And in the next Rashi by Sefer Zayin Shaloi Tavla that Rabban Shimon Gamliel holds you could be Toyla in her, Rashi just mentions the fact that Hoyel va'achshav Tameo toila ba, since she's anyway Tameo, we could be toila in her. So it's clear Rashi is working with the svara of toilin kalkala b'mekulkul. Yet Rashi still needs the svara of mayona posuach. What's the pshat? So we mentioned that the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Tes Mehilchos Yitzur Rebi Alocha Chav Tes has a mahalach that since Rashi holds that the case is that she first lent the beged to the Shemeres Yoim and then the owner of the beged took it back and she wore it second, so Be'etzem there's a svar of Kan Nimtza Kan Haya to say that the kesem that was found by the Balas HaChaluk, we should say that this is where the kesem happened. The kesem came from her. So to combat that, to go kineged that, we need a svara of mayona posuach, that the shemeres yoim is huchzeka roya, so that balances out the svara of kan nimsa kan hoya, we have a svara lekan ulekan, and now we can say toilin kalkolo b'mekolkol. The Sidrei Taira in Simon Kuf Tzadi, Sifkot and Ayin, and Dibra Maslava Ani, and also in the Chidud Halachis, says a different pshat in Rashi, that the only time we say Toilin Kalkolo B'Mekolkol is only when the two Nashim are Shavais in the Chashash Ria, like the Mishnah Lamelech says in Parak Tes, Mehilchis Yisurei B'Alacha Chav Tes. But let's say the Mekolkeles is a Zkena, or a Muberes, and she's a Mesulekes Damim, then you can't be Toilin her. Because since the Eino Mekolkeles has a stronger Chashash Ria, we won't say Toilin Kalkolo B'Mekolkol. Memeila Zakt, the Sidrei Taira, that since it's Mevur in the Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Ches Amud Beis, that an Isha during the Achad Asar Yoim, Shebei Nida Lenida, she's Becheskas Taira. That means she's not Alula Lirais during those 11 days like a woman that's holding in her yomim that are ruyim lenidus. So since the Shemeres Yoim is holding during the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida, so there would be a svara to say that we should rather be Taila the Kesem in the Balas HaChaluk in a case where she's not holding in the Yud Aleph Yom. Let's say she's holding in Minyomim Haruyim L'Nidos. So how could you say Taylan Kalkala B'Mekokal to be Taylan the Shemeres Yom, but she's holding in the Yud Aleph Yom when she's not Alula Lirai, she's Becheskas Taira. So therefore Rashi says, yeah, a regular woman in the Yud Aleph Yom is Becheskas Taira, but a Shemeres Yom B'Sheini Shalah, she's Huchsika Raya because Mayana Pasuach. So Memela, she is Mayana Pasuach, that balances out with the other woman who's in the Yamim Horuyim Lenidos, and Memela, we can say Taylan Kalkala B'Mekolkol. The Aruch Laner wants to say that we have to be Magia the Rashi, because he holds that a woman is not considered Mayana Pasuach except on the Rishain Shalosh. Shemeres Yoim B'Rishain Shalosh Mayana Pasuach. Shemeres Yoim B'Sheini Shalosh is not Mayana Pasuach. He has Rayas from other Gemaris, and therefore he wants to be Magia the Rashi that you have to take out the word kivon. You have to read the Rashi like this: Em hishilasa l'shemeres yoyim b'sheini shelo toileba. Va'afal gav deloy huchzika roya hayoyim demayona pasuach. Even though she's not huchzika to be a roya today, who would be mayona pasuach? Meaning someone that a shemeres yoyim b'rishain shelo is mayona pasuach. So even though she's not Huchzika Raya Hayoim, which is a Mayana Pasuach, she doesn't have that Maila, still, Taileba, Va'afagav de Mekalkala Laporta, the Tzricha Lishmar Yema Machras, Kivan de Tmeya Hashta. If you take out that word Kivan, then Rashi's saying, even though she's not Huchzika Raya, she's not Mayana Pasuach, we're still Taileba because of Taylan Kalkala B'Mekulkal, like the Rashba. The Rashba just says, Taylan Kalkala B'Mekulkal, he doesn't bring in the fact that it's Mayana Pasuach, and Rashi reads simply, if you take out the word Kivan, this is the Aruch Laner's Hagah in the Rashi. Next Inyan. How do we paskin in the Machlekes, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe? Most Rishonim paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Ravid and Sharak Somim, Simon Gimel, Alacha Chav Gimel, the Arzaruah and Simon Shin Nun Beis, the Ramban in Hilchus Nidal HaRamban, Perek Dalid, Halacha Lamed Beis, the Rashba in Teres Abayis, Bayis Zayin Shar Dalid, the Ran, the Rosh, they paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. The Rambam, however, in Hilchus Yisurei Bia, Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes, paskins like Rebbe. And the reason is, the Magen Mishnah explains, because the Klal is that Halacha Karebi Mechaveroi, but the other Rishonim hold that since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel was the father and the Rebbe of Rebbe, so therefore we don't paskin like Rebbe against his father, they paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So according to Rav Rishonim that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so we're toila in a Seferes Zayin Shaloi Tavla. The Shaila is, what about woman that was already Sefer as Zion, and she wasn't Tovel yet, but now she's holding on the eighth day. She finished the Zion Nikiyim, but she wasn't Tovel yet, and now she's holding on the eighth day. And the Balas HaCholuk lent her the Beged. She gave it back to the Balas HaCholuk, and we find a Kesem. Can we be Tovel in a Sefer as Zion Bishmini Shela or not? So L'chaira, this should be Tolui in Rashi and the Rashba. According to Rashi, without Aruch Laner's Hagah, Rashi is mashma that you need a tziruf of Mayana Pasuach and Taylan Kalkala B'Mekolkol, either with the Hezbar of the Mishnah Lamelech or the Sidrei Taira. So if you need to be Mayana Pasuach, once the Zayin Nekiyim are over, you can't say that it's Mayana Pasuach anymore. So, therefore you wouldn't be able to be taila in her. Whereas according to the Rashba, that it's just a simple vart of tailin kalkala b'mekolkol, since saif kol saif, she's still tameya, as long as she was not taivela, she's still tameya. So tailin kalkala b'mekolkol. However, the Mishnah Lamelech in Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Tes, Mehilchas Yisurei Bia, says that no, even according to the Rashba, we would not say Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol over here. Because the only time you could be Toilin the Mekolkol is only when you are keeping the Tameya in her original Tumah. So if you're saying that a Sefer Zayin, Bishvi Shelah, that the Kesem came from her, so then you're being Soyser, her Zayin Nekiyim, and now she's back to her original Tumah. However, once the Zayin Nekiyim are over, even though she wasn't Toivel yet, but now, when you're saying that she had a Riyah, that's like a new Tumah. And if it's bringing a Tumah Chadasha on that, you cannot be Toila, even according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Toilin Kalkola B'Mekolkol says, if she's Tameya anyway, and you're just extending her Tumah, you're bringing back that Tumah to Tumasa Harishayna by saying she never did her Zayin Nekiyim, that you can do. But if you're giving her a new Tumah, so then my chazis that you're giving her the Tumah over the other one, you're giving her a new Tumah. The Placey in Simen Kuf Tzadi, Sivkatan Chav Gimel, wants to say that this Nidin should be Talui in the Machloikis, the Rambam, and the Rosh. What's Taka the Din by a woman that counted Zayin Nekiyim, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet, and then she sees on the eighth day? The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, as the place he learns him up, the Beis Yosef learns like that, in Simen Kuf Tzadi, that the Rambam holds that even then we say that she seiseres her sfiro l'mafreya and she has to recount. Whereas the Rosh in Perek Dalet Simen Bey says she's not seiser the sfiras zayin nekiyim if she sees on the eighth day. Therefore, he says, going along with the Mishnah Lamelech's Lamdis, whether or not it's considered a Tumah Chadasha depends. According to the Rambam, that she seiseres sfirasa l'mafreya, so it comes out that when you're being toila in her, you're not bringing upon her a Tumah Chadasha. She's just going back to the original Tumah. Only according to the Rosh that holds that she's not seiseres the Zayin Nekiyim. Just as soon as her Yemei Nidus are over, she could go to the mikvah, and that Tfila works for the Nidus and the Zivus. She doesn't need a new Zayin Nekiyim. So according to the Rosh, it's Taka, a Tumah Chadasha. Then you would have the Svar of the Mishnah Lamelech of Mai Chazis that you're giving the Tumah Chadasha to this woman rather than that woman. Next Inyan, the Mishnah says on Samech Amid Beis, Shalesh Noshim Shoyu Yushenais B'mita Achas. If you have three women that were sleeping on one bed and dam was found under one of them, they're all tameyos. Bodka achas mehen, v'nimtzis tameyo, he tameyo shtein tahiris. But if one of them made a bedika and she found that she's tameyo, then she's tameyo and the other two are tahiris. Says the Gemara, Amrav Yudam Arav, v'husha bodka atzma b'shir vest. This is only if she checked herself immediately after the mitzias hadam. So therefore, we're machzik that the dam came from her and the other women are tahar. Because he holds like Bar Pada that says that kol shabayla b'chatos tayreseho tameyos. Any time the husband would bring a chatos, then her tayres are tameyos. Which means, if a woman is Isaac in tayres, and she was pyrus from the tayres, and she saw dam kashir vest, immediately, after she was pyrish from the tyrus, which is a shear that by baila, that shear would, her husband would be a chatos if she would find dam right after the bia kashir vest. That were machzik that dam was there b'shas the bia. So to over here, were machzik bivadai that while she was Isaac in the tyrus, the dam was there, and therefore her tyrus are tamei isvadai, and we burn them. So Rav Yehuda Marav is saying that in our Mishnah, when one woman finds the kesa and we say, oh, the dam is from her and the other nashim are tahiris, that's only when she found it immediately after the metzias adam. She checked immediately and she found that she's temeya. So then we say that it came from her and the other nashim are tahiris. Rashi says, umasnisin nami diktoni hi temeya vekulon tahiris alma vadai bedida machsekinon demetarinon lahanach alma kibar padahu demashvi letairis tumavadois Heichod the Bodka Shir Vest. However, Rav Oishia, that says that even in the case where it's Baila Bechatos, Tairei Seha Tuluyois, even though her husband would bring a Chatos if she checked immediately after the Bia, but when it comes to a woman that was Oisik in Tairis, the Tairis, and then she checks right away afterwards, a Kashir Vest, and she finds Dam, the Tairis are still Tuluyois. Why? Because Rav Oishia says that Bishlam over there by the Bia, we can say that the Shamish, the Aver was Ma'akiv, the dam from coming out. But over here, if there was dam, Bishas that she was Isaac in the Tyrus, what's holding it back? So Rashi says that the Mishnah is going like Bar Padov, like Rav Oishia, the Omar Afilu Baila Bechatos Tyrusel Tuluyos, Vafilu Kishir Veslesle Tumavadois. So when you read Rashi Kipshuta, it sounds like Rashi saying that the Mishnah doesn't stim with Rav Oishia. However, the Mefarshim say that Rashi doesn't mean to say that the Mishnah doesn't fit with Rav Oishia. Rashi is just explaining Rav Yehuda Marav Shita. Rav Yehuda Marav that says that the Mishnah has to be going like Bar Pada is because he held that, according to Rav Oishia, that Tyreseo Tuluyoi, so then how could you be Toyle just because she found the dam Kashir vest after the Shas Mitzias HaKesem? Why, that's not enough reason to be able to be Matar the other ones. However, Avashia himself, Avada would tell you, like the Rosh says in Simon Gimel, that since even if she checks Kashir vest when it comes to Tyres, they're still Tuluyois, so then the Mishnah doesn't only mean by if she checked Kashir vest, the other Nashim are Tahiris. If she finds them, the other Nashim are Tahiris. Even if she checked La'achar Shir vest, still the other Nashim would be Tahiris. By Ksamim, we're Makel, that we're Toyla even after Shir vest, that if she found Dam, we say that the kesem is from her and the other nashim are tairis. It's a kula by ksamim. The Rush even adds a knach that even according to Bar Pada, it's not exactly the same by ksamim as when it comes to an isha that was Isaac and tairis and then checked immediately kashir vest and found dam. Because Bishlam over there, she was just Isaac and tairis and then she checked kashir vest and she found dam. Bar Pada holds. That shows you that the dam must have been there when she was Isaac in the Tyrus. But over here, just because she checked immediately after the Metzias Hadam and she found Dam Kashir Vest, how do you know that the dam that was Nimtza, the Kesem that was Nimtza just came now? The Kesem could have been there hours ago. How do you know that the Kesem just came now? Obviously it's a Kula that we're Makel by Ksamim, that as long as she checked Kashir vest, we're Toyla, that it came from her. So, Huadin, Rav Oishia holds that even Achar Shir vest, we're Makel. And Lehalacha, the Rosh holds that by Ksamim, Halech Achar HaMekel, and therefore we're Toyla in the Isha that found the Dam to say that she's the Tamei and the other ones are Tahiris even after Shir vest.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Maclemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.